Paren les zones peligroses, eh? Aquests dies fan estic així. És un great, tremendo, beautiful feast, important feast today in the Most Holy Family. So we have to, I want to preach about this important subject for our families. Because we know the family is the unit, the basis, the foundation of society. Contrary to the communist ideology, the errors of the communism says the opposite. That the family has to be stripped from the powers and rights, and the state has to take care of children, education, and order in family. It's completely wrong, we know that. But this is why we have to strengthen family life, the concept of family and authority. It's an emergency. It's precisely because the main attack of the devil is upon the Most Holy Trinity, which is our family. The Most Holy Trinity is where we live in the Most Holy Trinity. The reflection of the Most Holy Trinity is the Holy Family on earth, visibly. And the Holy Family is the foundation of the Catholic Church upon which our families are built up. The apostles and after that our families. This is why it's an emergency to speak about the Holy Family, the Most Holy Trinity, and also our families, our responsibilities. So first, in the Gospel, the Holy Church placed before our eyes the obedience of the child Jesus. Because this is precisely the first cornerstone for our fight and for our Catholic Church and our families. The cornerstone upon which is built up any family is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, and therefore obedience is our daily bread, because we are children of God, we are here to follow God, to be like God and to imitate God, to be perfect like God. This is why our Lord said, my daily bread is to do the will of my Father. Yes, it's my bread. It's my focus. It's all that we are supposed to be doing. And you remember the event of the Transfiguration? Our Lord shined forth his divinity, his body, yes, to show that he's God, yes, but he's obeying his Father. He's taking a human nature to die for us. But in the same way, the Transfiguration of our Lord shined forth his divinity. Also, the Epiphany yesterday, the star leading the Magi towards the child Jesus was shining forth the divinity of our Lord as King, God, and man. And also today, the child Jesus, when he decides to stay in Jerusalem 3 days, is to shine forth his divinity, his God. He has to be upon his Father's business, our Lord Jesus Christ. But there are moments to shine forth his divinity, but he is obedient to St. Joseph and Our Lady. In a daily basis, he doesn't want to use his divinity to do his own will, his human will. I remember that Lord has two wills, human will and divine will. So his human will wants to follow his divine will through Saint Joseph and Our Lady. So obedience is the cornerstone of any family, first. So children obey father and mother. The mother obeys the husband. The husband obeys the priest. The priest obeys the bishop. Bishop obeys the pope. The pope obeys the apostles. The apostles obey our Lord. And our Lord obeys the Father and the Holy Ghost. So this is the will of God. Obedience to his divinity through his delegates in such a way that if we go out from that order, we are acting in a human way, and we are going away from God's will, from God's plan, from God's order, and we commit a sin. This is liberalism. One of the focus or one of the elements of liberalism is to go away authority. Yes. So, having said that, the Most Holy Family first is founded upon the Most Holy Family, our families are founded upon the Most Holy Family, which is founded upon the Most Holy Trinity, as a reflection. And therefore, in order to have this foundation, divine foundation in our own families, yes, we must be obedient to authority. Yes. And we know that in this moment, in this crisis of the Church, the popes are not following the apostles. Therefore, we have supply jurisdiction. So, until they convert and they strengthen, make straight their duty to obey, because they are abusing their powers, we cannot follow that authority in a regular basis. Of course not. So we have to follow the next authority after the Pope, which is the Apostles, the Magisterium of the Church, spoken through the Holy Ghost, spoken to the Magisterium of the Church, doctors of the Church, the dogmas, the Magisterium, the declarations of the Church. But having said that, the families, yes, must have a strong doctrine in fidelity to the priest, which if the priest is attached to the apostles, no? So it is not a question of opinion or what I want to do. It's the order that God wants us to follow. So we must first, family must follow tradition, the divine thing, the divine elements of the Catholic Church. Not the human elements, the divine elements. It's actually the teaching of Archbishop Lefebvre. So we cannot remove the Pope because something divine. Authority is something divine. We cannot say with the theologians, with using our own mindset, no, cannot be the Pope. Because something divine like authority only can come from God, whether something is or not delegated from God. This is why Archbishop Lefebvre wants to suspend judgment completely. It doesn't correspond to us to remove the Pope. Or to say it's no Pope, and there is no Pope. We cannot do that at all. Even if it's like Caiaphas, diabolical, heretic, we cannot remove him. Because it's something divine. So, and we are here dealing with divine things. It's why the child Jesus is telling us we must obey always. We are here to obey. Even if our Lord said, if you love me, you follow my commandments. So, in a family, the authority is the husband. We never will say enough about that. So, whatever power and authority the wife has comes from the husband. Delegation, by delegation. Implicit or explicit, yeah? And the children have to be obedient always to the parents. So this is the first foundation. So whatever claims on the contrary means that they want to go out the order of God. So for example, if the wife wants to do something that she believes that is very prudent, very convenient, but the husband opposed to that, if she still goes forward with her ideas, will be a sin, even if it's very prudent and very inconvenient for the family. because we are not here to be moved by human reasons. We are here to live as children of God, following divine elements, divine reasons. Because we obey always, except of course when the authority is telling us something against God, which is sinful. This is the principle of a family. So having said that, in a matrimony, you have three goods, according to St. Augustine, and the Church adopted these three elements. Three goods which husband and wife have in a matrimony, the three goods of the matrimony, which is first the good of the bonum prolis. So they have under their care children, the children that God is going to give to them. So they have the full right, coming from God, that authority, to educate. They must have the children that God wants, but they have to educate, to bring forth the children and according to God's laws. And they are the only responsible about the children. That's the first point. The grandparents do not replace the parents. Never. If somebody has to take care of the children, if by exception, anyone could be, but a grandparent or a sister, an aunt, uncle, an aunt do not replace the parents in the care in an habitual manner. So in the plan of God is that father and mother are going to take care of the children. Of course, an exception, yes, they ask for help. This is why the mother should not be working, should be at home, mother. And the father should be enlightened, learning and studying the doctrine in order to lead the family. Because if the father is the head of the family and has the prudential judgment to follow our Lord and to lead the family towards our Lord, necessarily the one who has to be studying and have the wisdom of Christ must be the husband. Because the one who supervises and to lead families is the husband. Yes. This is why if the mother wants spiritual direction, she has to go to the husband. And the husband will ask the priest about that. So the children also must respect, obey, and love the parents until the end of their life. Not only when they are 18 years old, or only that, no. They must be loving, honoring, respecting, and obeying parents, if it's not opposed to the duty of state, yeah, until they die. Yeah, basically, the whole life is not only when they are minors, it's always. Another point which has been lost quite often. And so the Church Jesus plays example. So he had the duty to be 30 years under Joseph, Mary and Joseph. And after when Joseph has to die, yes, he has to start his public life. And Joseph has to go because our Lord will start preaching about his father. That was the main reason why St. Joseph has to go. Because to avoid confusion in his doctrine for people. But our Lord said very quite often, he said, my father and myself, we are one. Oh, no, I do the will of my father. So people will not think it's St. Joseph. It's a God the Father. So as you see, the will of God and his doctrine has to be clear. This is why he just has to die first. So the next foundation of a family in the goods of the matrimony is bonum fidei, which is fidelity. So because Husband, wife, and Apologius Christ are joined together in a unit to give his children for heaven, for God. Therefore, the three must be faithful. Husband, wife, and Apologius Christ, because that united together cannot be dissolved in matrimony. So in heart, in mind, by obedience, in heart, by loving each other in Christ, is essential for matrimony. Yes, for part of the goods that God wants in a matrimony, to be solid by a rock. So even in the affections of the heart, must husband and wife be faithful to each other. They should not love anyone more above each other. No? For Christ has to be done for Christ. Any love has to be done for Christ's sake. And in obedience even. In obedience also. Because we cannot love someone which is outside our duty and the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we cannot fix our eyes, our sight, in interest upon something or someone which is outside our duty of state, outside the will of God. So we cannot desire what we cannot possess, for example. It's one of the moral principles. It's quite part of the fidelity is obedience. The wife to the husband and the husband to Christ is part of the fidelity. And, of course, and the husband to the priest and the priest to our Lord Jesus Christ, because the priest is married to Christ by the priesthood, the vows of chastity. So, the priest is married to our Lord Jesus Christ, and he has to be faithful to our Lord, even with the anti-modernist oath for that purpose, to increase the protection and the graces and our commitment to fidelity. And this fidelity, if you notice, is what is missing in SSPX, in St. Peter's fraternity, and in adult masses, and priests of the so-called priests of the modernist church, no? So they see the priesthood and people and commitments in a human manner. If I can do it, if I like, I do it. If I don't like, well, I cannot do it, I will not commit, I will not do it. Because it's new religion. Yes, for example, when Bishop Eli said, we have the right to be acknowledged as Catholics, it's a human feeling. No. Because very often God wants persecution. He wants rejection. He wants crucifixion even. Martyrdom. At those moments, we are not acknowledged as Catholics. We are acknowledged as the side of the enemies, as rejected, as an obstacle for the society, for their purposes. Catholics are killed, are martyred. So this is the bonum fidei. So fidelity is essential for the strength, for the solidity of a family. Fidelity to God's commandments, to God's will, to authority. It's very important. O sea, children obey the parents, and the wives obey the husband obey the priest, and the priest obeys the apostles. The bishops of if they are faithful, of course, because they ask, you don't have bishop. What are you saying? We have bishop, but we don't have trustworthy bishops. We don't have faithful bishops. The problem is not whether we have bishop or not. There are plenty of bishops still, but that is not the question. If we have bishop or not, the question is, do we have faithful bishops? And this is the part of God, to have a vision one day. Because we are just, our duty is to be faithful to Christ and to tradition and to the divine elements of the church. This is why it's not a fight to have bishop or no bishop. It's not a fight. It's not a focus. It's not a worry. any moment God wants, he can take vision from above the rocks. He will say, just follow me, be faithful to me. And the third good of a matrimony is bonum sacramentum fidei. So the matrimony, the family in a matrimony, and therefore the family, have been elevated at the level of sacrament. Means have been instituted by God, have been founded by God, the matrimony, and elevated as the union between Christ and the Church. At that level, means it's something sacred. Matrimony is something sacred. So it is why children only can be had inside a matrimony led by God. Anyone who wants to use the matrimony to have children outside a sacrament is precisely profanating and using matrimony for human purposes and their own purposes, which is the case for Novus Ordo mentality. Oh, the new definition of matrimony is exactly that. It's for the couple, and they decide, and the children are secondary already for the new concept of matrimony for the Novus Ordo Church. And therefore, matrimony must be considered sacred, and therefore, chastity is essential in a matrimony. Chastity. So you don't want to commit any sin. This is why, in those matters, this is why our Lord wanted to have a virgin mother and a virgin father. And himself a virgin also, our Lord. To remind us that the strength of a family is purity. Inside a family, purity strengthens the soul and the commitment to God. To fight against the flesh, fight against pride, to fight against the world and the tendencies of original sin. That's the reason why San Alfonso said that the Ligori, he said that the most important virtues, which are the more fragile, and also at the same time, are faith and purity. Remember, faith connects us with God in such a way that if only we are faithful 99% to our faith, that equals to say that God is not, the cross is not God. So it means that we don't have the faith. If we just have the 99% of fidelity to the faith, means that we don't have the faith. But also in questions of purity. So Alfonso says, we must be faithful to purity 100% in order to be able to be worthy to be partakers of God in our soul, and to be worthy to be called children of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And he said, can be lost if we are not faithful to modesty and purity, this sacredness we carry is lost very easily. It is very fragile. It's the reason why we resist it. We must be focusing in being faithful completely in questions of faith and in questions of purity, especially. That includes modesty and avoiding occasions of sins, avoid schools. Any other members of family frequenting them, who might be a bad example or a threat for our children or purity. That includes social media, TV sets, and movies, all these things, which is full of the worldly spirit. There are many things that we have to strengthen in order to have the family as a rock. Because if our families are not like rocks, the church will not be able to continue building up the spiritual life. Because it's built up upon families, yes. And without family, we don't have vocations, neither. So the focus is the family in this moment. This is why I invite everybody to be consecrated to St. Joseph. Today is the day to do it. Because he's the authority, remember. Everything comes from the authority. So the authority in the Holy Family is Saint Joseph. So much that the three magi to enter into the presence of the child Jesus and our Lady, they had to go through Saint Joseph to ask permission to him. Also, when God wanted Saint Joseph to give the name to the child Jesus, he's the one who sent the angel Gabriel to tell Saint Joseph, you have to name him Jesus, because Saint Joseph has the authority. On behalf of God the Father, he has to do the answer to the priest who will say, what is his name? So, as authority from God, he will say, his name is Jesus. So the priest will call him Jesus. This is the mission. God the Father is giving his mission through Saint Joseph to tell the churches, you are going to be a savior. This is why it's important to do the consecration to Saint Joseph, because he's the authority in the Holy Family and the Catholic Church, aspect of the Catholic Church, and also because he's our own father. And therefore he's the family of our families. So we must do this consecration to make explicit what is implicit, which is Saint Joseph is the authority given by God, yes, for the Holy Family, for the Church, and for our families, and for our spiritual life, our soul, our temple, and we have in our soul, our bodies. So it's my invitation and our desire, and also we ask therefore to Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary to give us the strength and the grace, the wisdom, in order to lead families to holiness. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.